Most members of the Massachusetts congressional delegation are calling for President Trump's removal after the events in Washington yesterday. They're blaming Trump directly for the violence that broke out and the storming of the Capitol after Trump spoke to his supporters who gathered in Washington to protest the election. Just a few moments ago, he spoke with Congressman Bill Keating, who was one of those who sheltered in place and didn't leave the House until after 4 this morning.
It was a long night. We were all resolved to get the certification of President-elect Biden, Vice President Harris done, and we did a little after 4 this morning.
Let me take you back to yesterday afternoon. Where were you when all this escalated, and what happened? What was your immediate experience? How did you know that the Capitol building was being essentially invaded by a mob?
So we were rotating our numbers in and out, and I was walking over there from the Rayburn building when I started to get alerts on my phone about an evacuation of the Cannon House Office building, and they were evacuating people right into the building that I was about to leave. So I knew suddenly that I better stay put, and certainly that was the case, because moments after that came the message to shelter in place. Get back to our offices, shelter in place.
And what did you do? I know some congresspeople actually piled furniture in front of their doors. Was that the experience in your office?
No, I mean, I have pretty secure, you know, double bolts, so I wasn't concerned in that regard. It would take a lot to get through. However, without getting into detail, there's a lot of emergency security alternatives in your office.
You know, President Trump, of course, spoke to that mob before they marched on the Capitol building and encouraged the mob. I'm wondering, many of your colleagues in the delegation are calling for the president's immediate removal, either through the 25th Amendment or they're calling for his impeachment. Where are you on that?
I think the 25th Amendment is warranted, but in both senses, don't forget there's 13 days left. And this president knows how to go to court and litigate anything. And certainly 13 days of litigation would slow that up so that it, from a practical standpoint, it would make it difficult to do, although I do believe it is would be appropriate.
Which makes me wonder if you think there's a way that the president can be contained from inciting anything else in the final 2 weeks.
Well, I would hope, not unlike the period when Richard Nixon was in his last days, but I'm concerned because he's hollowed out the people around him that are responsible. But in that instance, there was an alert in terms of any kind of military action where the chair of the Joint Chiefs and the generals were told not to act without getting back to senior officials. There's a real lack of senior officials with the president cleaning out the people that are there. Reports were even took the chief staff of Vice President Pence and threw them out of the White House yesterday, if those reports are true. There's a concern. I hope it's being addressed internally. It'll be a hard thing to address externally.
All of this, of course, presents a huge challenge to Joe Biden, who takes office in 14 days. How do you imagine President Biden can move the nation forward after this violent incident?
The president-elect has already alluded to the lack of cooperation. That's a problem. That's going to set back the ability to transfer and plan. The president-elect has surrounded himself with experienced officials, and he himself has great foreign policy experience. He's going to be prepared. The people he's surrounding himself will be prepared. He now has a Senate where he has a greater ability now. There's not a divided government after the Georgia elections. But that lack of cooperation and transition has made it difficult.
Massachusetts Congressman Bill Keating, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you.